Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Conversation right now. That also is Free Talk Live. We are a live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, if you would like to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend, and possibly in the future an ambassador, Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Rich.
Now, the start date is 01022022.
I'll take your word for it.
It's the date just read in numerical order. Oh. So, yeah, you know. And I am the captain of the starship.
You have done that over the past several Sundays, and I just realized right now that you were reading the date the whole time.
Yes. That's because I told you that that's what I was doing. Just
no,
now.
But right before you told me,
oh,
that was when it really clicked.
You're like, 01022022.
That sounds really familiar.
That's when I look at the corner of my computer. It says what the date is. Yeah.
You should start reading it in the European way just to mess with the Americans.
I'm kind of a hardcore trekkie kind of guy.
Okay.
But, like, I'm not so hardcore that I can actually translate today's date into the fictional star date that all the trekkers would.
It seems like there would be a website that would do that for you.
And there probably is. Okay. I'm just not familiar with it, nor do I bring it up on Sundays when I'm here hosting.
Okay.
So, but I digress. What are we talking about today? Oh, I know. I brought this thing in. I actually brought it in yesterday, but it was... the article's a bit lengthy, and Saturdays are kind of busy. We're busier than normal. It's our biggest day. There are more radio stations that carry us on Saturday than any day of the week.
What are you saying about Sunday's show, huh?
Sunday's number two.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're number two.
We're number two.
Yeah.
We're number two.
And you can take that as many ways as you would like. Just be sure to wipe when you're done. That's all I ask. No
a little
doubt.
Foreshadowing.
Five, six shadow. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
So I bumped.
It'll make sense in a few segments.
I bumped into this article from themarshallproject.org. The title is "The Prisoner-Run Radio Station That's Reaching Men on Death Row." And I thought to myself, okay, so there's some guys in prison. You know, let me just deconstruct this title here. There's some guys in prison who are running a radio station that is broadcast to other prisoners, other prisons?
And they're excluding the women on death row?
It doesn't say women's prison, and it specifically says men. So I'm assuming it's a men's only prison where this occurs. But it goes on to say they can't go to classes or prison jobs, and they don't have tablets or televisions, but they do have radios. And we actually found this out recently with the events of the Crypto 6 that those folks who were arrested, and you can find out more at thecrypto6.com if you're not familiar with the events of the Crypto 6 back in March, where as many as five, six different government agencies raided the studio where we are broadcasting from right now and arrested six people, not here in the studio, two people from here in this building, and the other four were had their homes and or businesses raided, and then they were arrested for what, in my opinion, is completely victimless stuff. And in fact, we will see as the court case bears out how bogus this all was. But they were able to have radios. They were able to get enough money in their commissary accounts that they could purchase a small radio and have that in their cell, even though, Ian Freeman was isolated from everybody else, he was able to have a little radio in his cell. And Well, Free Talk Live just happens to broadcast nearby the where he was being held in Nashua, or outside of Nashua anyway.
Okay.
And so he was able to listen to the show while he was incarcerated, which, you know, that's something, right?
Sure.
You know, he gets to pay attention to, you know, the thing that he has spent his time in life, you know, curating and, you know, making go. So we know that prisoners can have radios. So the article kicks off, as soon as I drive past the East Tempe Church on the outskirts of Livingston, Texas, where this all takes place, I can hear the laugh track on my radio. It's from Martin, a three-decade-old television sitcom. The fictional Detroiter's racy wisecracks seem incongruous, crackling through my car speakers on a winding country road. When the laughter dies down, the slight southern lilt of a DJ named Megamind cuts in and introduces the next segment. Bringing it to you room service style, he says, signing off with a catchphrase that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Like most of his listeners, Megamind doesn't have a room. He lives on a metal bunk in a maximum security prison, and his real name is Rami Hozaifa. To the men in the Alan B. Polunsky unit, he is best known as a regular voice on 106.5 FM, The Tank. Yes, it's the prison's own radio station.
Nice.
The tank is so low wattage you can only hear it for a minute or two after you leave the parking lot. So their broadcast area is only, you know, a little bit further than the prison itself.
To avoid the FCC regulations.
I'm sure. Although it is a government facility, I don't know how, you know, that all works, but whatever. The tank is so low wattage you can only hear it for a minute or two after you leave the parking lot. But the programming is as plentiful and varied as any commercial station on the outside, with shows covering everything from heavy metal to self-improvement. And, of course, heavy metal is very near and dear to my heart. It's all recorded in a studio hidden deep inside the prison and stocked full of equipment, most of which was donated by churches and religious groups. It doesn't have the fame or following of San Quentin's Ear Hustle podcast, but the tank allows men on one of the most restrictive death rows in the country to have a voice that reaches beyond their cells. Usually, just like in most lockups, the prisoners at Polunsky are not allowed to write letters to each other. But for the radio station, the warden carved out an exception, allowing them to pass along essays and poems for the staff chaplains to deliver to the radio station and have the DJs, you know, read or recite during the programming. It offers the most isolated men in Texas a rare chance to be part of the prison community. Every morning, Hozaifa plays an episode of Martin or Sanford and Son TV shows that still make sense for listeners who can't see the action because they're locked in a cell with no television, obviously. You can listen to their clowns, he said. You don't have to see them at all. Like most lockups, life in the roughly 3,000-man prison an hour and a half north of Houston is pretty bleak, especially for the high-security prisoners who spend most of their time in solitary. That includes a few hundred men isolated because they're considered dangerous or in danger, but it also includes nearly 200 men on Texas death row. For years, the guys on the row have been disconnected from the prison's general population. They can't go to the mess hall or the chapel or the main yard, so most of the time they only meet their fellow prisoners in passing, like when janitors come by to mop or hand out towels.
So is it strange to think that if they can handle that type of work, like producing, running a radio station or hosting one, that they may have been rehabilitated by this point?
That's a good question, because they can't go to classes and they can't go to prison jobs and they don't have tablets or televisions.
Okay.
But they have radios.
But they're productive members of the prison community.
The folks doing the radio station, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that the folks on the death row are running the radio station. I think it's non-death row inmates that are running the radio station.
So this is just for the death row inmates to hear what's going on.
Well, for the whole prison.
Yeah. It's for the whole prison to hear. Okay. It just impacts the death row folks more because they're all isolated.
Okay. And is that typical that people on death row are secluded?
I believe so.
So they're always just in a hole, basically?
Yes, I believe they have a death row. You are isolated. If you know for certain, 603-283-6160. If you have been on death row or you know somebody who's been on death row, particularly in Texas, give us a call, 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about this radio station from a penitentiary in Texas. Here on Free Talk Live, it's the Sunday Night Edition. More coming up.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is open. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from the Marshall Project about a prison in Texas where some equipment has been donated and some inmates are running a prison only thereabouts. I mean, you can receive the signal a minute or two outside the prison after you leave, but it's a prison only radio station that is actually being heard by everybody in the prison, including the 200 or so people on death row. And we'll talk more about that. But first, I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we were talking about this radio station. The perspective is from the author of this article, and they continue. The first time I heard about the radio station was from a man on death row named John Henry Ramirez. It was a week until he was scheduled to be executed, and I visited him to ask about his plea for prison officials to let his Baptist pastor lay a hand on him as he died. He answered my questions about his faith and whether he feared death, but what he really wanted to tell me about was the radio station.
Nice.
When you get out to the parking lot, you can just tune in and you'll hear, he said. By the time I got back outside, he explained, I could catch the noon news update with the day's menu. It's become such a huge part of Polunsky, he added. That's the name of the prison. You should hear all the people talk about it. The station started in early 2020, so this is a new development, when Warden Daniel Dickerson arrived at Polunsky and some prisoners approached him with a question. Would he let them start a radio station? He'd been asked all sorts of strange questions in the 24 years that he'd worked for the Texas prison system, but this one was a first. Still, he decided to hear the men out. When they explained it and what was going to be done, and of course everything's pre-recorded so it can be looked at and reviewed, it didn't sound like a bad idea, he said. In his eyes, it seemed like the radio station could help give the men something to care about and connect with, especially when the prison was too short-staffed to expand their programming in any other way. And, of course, you know, that's how it goes, right? In the early days of the pandemic, Dickerson said, it also seemed like a great way to help prisoners all across the facility understand what was going on, even those who couldn't leave their cells. Now, my guess here is that it also helped serve as, like, a way for the prison to spread the propaganda about the pandemic and, you know, what should you do, you know, vaccines, et cetera, and so on. Right, because if you have that type of a thing in what is considered a closed audience, okay. An isolated audience, right?
But you need that, though? Don't they have, like, other ways to do prison announcements beyond?
Of course they do, but if you happen to have a radio station,
all right.
That, yeah, it might be easier.
You know, yeah, you know.
Oh, this is from the prisoners, so of course it's valuable information.
Right. The article continues, they may not all have TV, but most everybody has a radio, Dickerson told, or said. Anybody who's been on a cell block knows some folks will turn the radio up loud enough where even if you don't have a radio, you're probably going to hear it anyway. You know, if it's too loud, you're too old. That's the old heavy metal adage.
I get to listen to my radio at a reasonable volume.
I was told, and if I can't listen, I'll burn the building down. we're quoting Office Space, for those of you not familiar with pop culture, from the, 2000?
No, 90s, I think. Early 2000s.
Well, because their whole shtick was about the Y2K bug, so it had to be, you know, right around 99 or something.
All right.
You
know?
And anyway, the article continues, the first time he sat down in his office and tuned in, he did not regret it. It's your own little prison city radio station, he said, flashing a cockeyed grin, and you can walk around and see the change in people. Even as a visitor, I can see it too. Usually when I interview men on death row, we talk about their cases, their upcoming death dates, or the conditions they live in. But now they rattle off the programming schedule they know by heart. There's smooth groove, that's R&B on Sundays, then rap on Mondays, Latin music on Tuesdays. There's a night for Megamind's conspiracy theory show, inspired by Coast to Coast AM, and a night for alternative music.
Nice.
My favorite show is the heavy metal show, Ramirez said. It's called Tales from the Pit, and the group of prisoners who host it refer to themselves as Pit Chiefs, and their listeners as the Pit Crew. Lately, they've taken to referring to Ramirez as a pit chief, too, because he's written to them so often, he's become a part of the show. In some ways, the tank is like a community center for men who can never leave their cells. Aside from the music and from the daily announcements, the DJs stream news and play soundtracks to movies. Their preferred genre is rom-coms, but they, quote, really hate prison movies, unquote.
Not surprisingly.
Are they allowed to watch prison escape movies?
I don't know. But I imagine that qualifies as a prison movie, so, yeah.
Giving some hope, though.
Something like Alcatraz, probably not going to be viewed, I'm guessing. I would guess that the warden or whomever, you know, is in charge of, like, approving the programming would be like, yeah, no, we're not going to play that one, guys.
Or Escape Plan? Was it the Sylvester Stallone one?
I think so, yeah.
How to Get Out of Here?
I just remember Escape from Alcatraz because it was Clint Eastwood,
okay.
The original. And they, like, I don't know, they used all sorts of weird things to, like, dig out and around the blocks of cinder in there, you know, and use, like, rudimentary paper mache to disguise the hole they were digging and all sorts of fun stuff. There are also, on this radio station, religious services. There's a biblical rap show, a suicide prevention program, and stock tips from Death Row.
I want to know more about the biblical rap show.
Right?
Like, what is rapping for Jesus?
It must be.
I had a Christian rap album given to me by my Christian aunt when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trying to get down with the kids.
JC and the Boys.
I'm cool.
That's what it was called.
JC and
the Boys. I listened to it once.
So I'm stricken, or at least was stricken. I don't know how much anymore, but I still refer to it from time to time. I'm stricken by this thing that I call GoBot Syndrome.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know what a GoBot is,
it's a knockoff Transformer.
Yeah, there's this thing called the Transformers, and then, you know, somebody did the ghetto cheap version of the Transformers, and they called it the GoBot. So when Christmas came around, I was like, I want Transformers, and I didn't get any Transformers. I only got the GoBots because we were poor, and I only got like one of them, and it was a little tiny one. I had a reason for telling you all this. I don't remember what it was.
Christian rap music.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you about the not most popular Christian heavy metal band that I got to see. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Have you been in a Christian rap outfit or metal band? Let us know. More Free Talk Live coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, may be 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the Mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of air travelers are facing another day of flight cancellations or delays. Jeremy Scott reports.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations.
One of the three people reported missing in the Marshall Fire in Colorado has been found alive. A man from Louisville who was unaware he was reported missing. Search crews continue to look for two people who are still unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week. Yeah, we broadcast live every day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you're going to call, please call during those hours. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
Hey, Rich.
I want to tell you that we are raising funds for Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help them drive a range of very important and positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors or governments 1,000 miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you would prefer? I know I would. Free Talk Live is also matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi countries in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Visit give.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to tell you more about this article with the prison in Texas where they have an inmate-run radio station. But I promised I'd reveal to you all the GoBots version of the Christian heavy metal band that I saw. So everybody knows the band Striper, right? This was the most successful Christian heavy metal band
on
the planet.
I think I have heard of them.
They wrote a song called To Hell with the Devil. And they would wear black and yellow striped spandex, and they had the big hair and all that kind of stuff. And they had a video on like Headbangers Ball and all that kind of
stuff.
Impressive. But it wasn't like thrash metal; it was more like glam.
Okay.
Right. Think Motley Crue or Cinderella, that kind of a thing. So I, of course, didn't get to go see those guys. I had to go see the GoBots version of those guys, and they were called Petra. And they were, I mean, like, I already thought that Striper kind of sucked. And so I went and saw the GoBots version of them, who were much worse.
Because you were gifted tickets, or you just decided,
like, it was
I've got to see this?
No, it was like part of this church youth group thing that my parents forced me into. That they were like, we're all going to this thing. I'm like, oh, Christ, do I have to? No pun intended. And so I had to, and so I went, and it was poor. So that's the story. Anyway, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. In fact, let's go to this guy. I believe this is Mark calling from Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's me, Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. And I just want to give you guys a call.
When did you last host Free Talk Live?
It's been about 6 months.
All right. Well, we miss you, man.
Does he get the former label at that point?
Yeah. At what point do you become the former host?
I hear you. Well, I wake up every weekday, and I go to work for Free Talk Live doing Free Talk Live things. Does that count for anything? I mean, it's not hosting, certainly.
And Richie, does it count?
I'll let it slide.
Okay, Richie, I'll let it slide.
It's like sort of like retaining my old title, I guess, is really what I'm doing. It's like how you call the old guy who lost the championship. You still call him champ.
Okay.
All right, champ, what's going on?
Once a Free Talk Live host, always a Free Talk Live host.
I mean, if he showed up here and was like, hey, I'm going to be on the air, we'd have to figure out one of us would
He would definitely bump
here.
One of us. Yeah, I guarantee. So, okay.
What's on your mind tonight, Mark?
Next weekend we'll figure that out. Hopefully, next Sunday, I will be on with you guys.
Okay.
Cool.
So, anyway, what I wanted to call about is I'm thinking about writing a fiction book, and I want to run it by you guys just to see if the ideas are too outlandish. Are you prepared? I have written the synopsis, so.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. So first, there's this conspiracy between at least two of history's deadliest, wealthiest, most ruthless organizations. Now, these organizations have gone so far as to claim a monopoly on violence across the whole planet. Now, stop me if you guys need to ask any questions here. So they get together and weaponize, then release, the common cold. Now, in the story, there's no way to prove that they actually released the weaponized Frankenbug on purpose, but the characters in the story do know that nature did not create this bug. Scientists warned of the experiments, and very conveniently, the bug kills the people that are the biggest useless eaters in society, those that cost these organizations and other organizations like them the most. The poor, the old, the underprivileged, and the unhealthy.
Okay.
Now, it's a government-created bug, so it's not very efficient. It doesn't really do a good job at killing any one of these groups, but it's certainly more deadly to those groups, and it's certainly more deadly than its natural counterpart. The monopolies then spread fear and turn people against each other, and this has the result of distracting the masses from holding accountable the people who, in fact, weaponize the common cold. Then, in reaction to this bug, these organizations do what their types of organizations do best. They act tyrannically. They illegally place the entire globe on house arrest. They prevent people from smiling at each other. They spread fear. They restrict freedom of movement. And they force the poor, regardless of their susceptibility to the Frankenbug, to work while the wealthy huddle in their homes doing the oddest of things to hide from the weaponized bug. In order to prevent a mass revolt that topples their power, they lie, as liars do. And in this world, the words politician and bureaucrat are synonymous with the seven deadly sins. They are liars, thieves, killers, and sluggards.
Mark, I got to stop you right there. Are you sure you're not just, like, reading, you know, synopsis from the last couple of years?
Well, that would be outrageous, and if I were to do something like that, social media would certainly ban whatever it was that I posted.
Here's what you got to do. I think you're going to get a great cult following amongst libertarians, but what you got to do is you have to pair it with a religion or a title of a new philosophy for them to follow, a la Ayn Rand, right? Like, you got this great fiction book, like, make it 1,000 pages, and then slap on a philosophical title on it, and boom, libertarians will be right behind you.
Okay, I gotcha. So let me go on with my thing here, if I could.
Go ahead.
So during this time of tyranny, the greatest supporters of governments, the wealthy, get staggeringly more wealthy. It's the time of the greatest transfer of wealth to the wealthy in history. The rest of the world shows their true colors. Some huddle in fear, watch TV, and do drugs or alcohol, while others build their bodies, minds, and wallets. Now, finally, the vaccine comes, and it's not a real vaccine. It's experimental gene therapy that the government calls a vaccine. Nonetheless, it is distributed to the privileged first, of course. And obviously, the wealthy get wealthier in the distribution of the not vaccine. And you won't believe this part. The government doubles the money supply and hands out the vast majority of the new money to the well-connected.
Oh, come on.
Government contractors.
That's unbelievable. That's totally unbelievable. I could never, no government would ever do anything like this at all, Mark.
Well, this is the plot twist. More people die after the not vaccine is released than before. The not vaccine likely works, but it doesn't work nearly as well as was promised by the liars. So as more people die to cover their lies and their failures, the liars begin to convince the masses that the reason that people are dying isn't because of the failure of the vaccine. It's because some people don't want to take the not vaccine.
I'm a little confused. If the wealthy got the vaccine first, why they're not dying off first?
I don't know that there's a relation. I'm not claiming that there's a relationship between the death and the vaccine. It's just true that more people have died post-vaccine than...
Okay.
Hey, Mark, you want to hang on?
Yeah, sure. All right. I got a little bit more.
All right, stand by. We'll come back and bring you back. 603-283-6160. Mark Edge, host of founder of Free Talk Live,
that's a better time,
if you will tell us more about his fictional book that's in the works. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Sunday night edition. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass hosting this. I guess it could be considered a sermon of sorts.
If you want it to.
We generally talk about things from the perspective of freedom, prosperity, liberty, and peace here on Free Talk Live. And if, you know, those are things you're into, then perhaps this is a sermon. In the studio, it's myself,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And we've been talking to Mark Edge, founder of Free Talk Live. Let me just bring him back here. There he is. Founder of Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
I can. And, Mark, you've been describing this fictional book that you want to write that, well, it has eerie similarities to the events of the last year or so with COVID.
Just start the title with the long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, and then it could be exactly what you're saying.
Right. I mean, what I'm, I think that some of the parts of my book are just too outlandish for people to believe. Like, you know, for instance, in my book, in this fictional world, more people die after the vaccine is released than before it. And because, maybe because of this fact, I don't know. We never know exactly why the government agents act the way that they do, that the people that call themselves are rulers. But, you know, they want to convince people that, in my fictional world, they want to convince people that the reason that, you know, that more people are dying after the vaccine's released than before is because people aren't taking the vaccine that apparently isn't stopping people from dying. In fact, there are examples of places that have, you know, 85% vaccinated rates, 90% vaccinated rates, 100% vaccination rates where people are still catching this Frankenbug and they're still dying.
Yep.
And
it's
there are people out there that still want you to believe that it is the unvaccinated people. And this is a fantasy world, not in the real world. No one would believe that dumb crap in the real world. But that the liars must be believed at all costs. I mean, like, these are politicians and bureaucrats, for God's sakes. They lie for a living. And the lack of the success of the vaccine is the result of the unvaccinated. The only solution that we've got is shame and more shots
mm-hmm.
in this fictional world. And so here's where I'm having a hard time, guys, so help me out. On one hand, it seems like the most reasonable solution is to have a climax where a plucky group of do-gooders pull the blinders off the rest of the world, and there's a peaceful revolution against the monopolies on violence that killed, then robbed them, and then all of them evolve to a better form of governance where peace, freedom, and personal responsibility is respected. That sounds pretty good for an ending, right?
Okay. What's the alternative?
I'm thinking, though, that this would be much better and maybe more outlandish. That, in fact, people just go back to normal. Nothing changes except all the death, destruction, suffering, and theft. The population is just happy to be out, bickering amongst themselves about when to wear the smile prevention devices and how many pointless shots to get, rather than trying to hold responsible people that brought all of this pointless death, suffering, and theft and divisiveness.
So
what do you think? Is my plot too stupid to believe?
Unfortunately, the second one sounds more believable.
It's certainly the truth, isn't it?
You've recently, I guess, viewed the movie Don't Look Up. Is that correct, Mark?
I did.
And I watched it last night, and I finished watching it this morning. And it seems like the ending of that movie might also be considered in your book, which is that the people who were blinded by all this just sort of have a natural epiphany on their own and realize that they have been duped the entire time and revolt accordingly.
It would be nice if evolution worked in that way.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. So don't look up for anybody who wants to see it. I thought it was a pretty good movie, but you have to look at it as a movie
right.
more than anything else. I mean, I know that it was written in a smug fashion about climate science, and that it can. But it's kind of like Matrix. It can be applied to anything. You know, there's this impending doom, and you know, some people deny it, some people embrace it, and of course, the right people are smugly right, and the wrong people are stupid and mouth breathing dullards and all that sort of thing.
In that respect, I would say that for the ending of your book, you know, if you want the fairy tale ending, go with option A. If you want more of the, the gritty, not so popular ending, go with option B.
Write it as a choose your own adventure and sell it to both sides.
Bam.
That's fun.
You could actually get together with Charlie Brooker. Hang on, Mark. You could get together with Charlie Brooker of Black Mirror and put together a Choose Your Own Adventure movie based on your book.
If all the stuff hadn't happened in the last 24 months and all these things would have occurred that I would have just read to you in this fiction book, point after point after point of, obvious bull crap that we've been fed, would you have believed it? Like, because I don't know that I would have believed. I don't know. There's a certain amount of incredulity I have at just the very notion that people have had, just so many lies told to them, so many things that obviously aren't true. If they're lies, I don't know. But they still don't bother asking the question, who did this? Who benefited? And are we going to hold anybody responsible? Because nobody's doing that. And what's really clear to me is the United States government and the Chinese government, at the very least those two, got together and weaponized the common cold.
If you had written this plot several decades ago, we'd probably be championing it as the book you have to read now instead of 1984.
Well,
that's the truth.
I moved to New Hampshire in 2019 in the end of May or so, and the world was, this is all pre-COVID. If you'd have gone back in time and, a time machine, Mark, and you found me, before I moved here, back in Seattle, you found me and you're like, hey, man, check out the future. And you brought me here and you outlined all of the things that you just outlined in your fictional book that were also, happen to be happening in society right now. I would not have believed you. And you sent me back in time. I'd been like, no, that wasn't real.
I might have believed
every bit of it.
Yeah, because people are stupid, and I knew that 3 years ago, too.
Well, and people have been being lied to for a very, very long time. But I think with all of the COVID nonsense, it just got way ramped up to a level that, and then people buy into it, right? They buy into these lies. So then to rationalize that within their own minds, they have to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into these lies and just almost blindly trust, because it's harder for them to admit that they were wrong.
Yes, right. This is one of the things I shared last week with the whole COVID politicization, is that if Donald Trump had won election, the roles would be reversed.
Yeah.
Right? It would totally be the Republicans championing the vaccine and the Democrats refusing to take it. I'm convinced of that.
I do agree with that statement. I think Nikki's exactly right that what we have is sort of confirmation bias, is that people need to justify the odd things that they did, you know, like leaving our groceries in the garage for 3 days after, you know, and then like, I can't even name all the strange things. Oh, I remember going for a walk. I wasn't allowed to pick up trash. My wife's like, don't pick up any trash. Could have been touched by one of these freaking bug people.
Right. I knew people
COVID
that were...
spreads faster with people riding their bikes as they pass you because it leaves a vapor trail behind.
I knew people that were spraying children with Lysol and wiping their groceries with bleach wipes. I'm sorry, that's going to kill you way quicker than COVID.
I think we should still spray children with Lysol. Just generally. Just give them a good dousing whenever they do anything.
Just bring back DDT. That's what the children need.
No one cares about who did this. Like, this is the thing. This is that no one even cares. Whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. Like, I think it's just all part of that same problem where the government's considered this force of nature instead of a group of people that's actually responsible for their actions.
Let's assume that they're right and it is Fauci. What does that change in your mind? Right? Like, how would you behave differently if that was the new fact on the table? Because people don't care, because I don't think it affects them in their daily lives or how they respond to any of this.
No, as far as how I would change my life, nothing. I already knew the government was weaponizing anything that they could weaponize, because that's what governments do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that the average person probably...
Nope.
I don't know what they think. Go ahead.
Sorry, you're just dropping out there, Mark.
CIA got you.
I'll let you guys go then if there's a phone issue. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Hey, thanks for the call. Very interesting call, too, I might add. I hadn't considered, his position from, a fictional book that he has yet to write. So, very, very interesting. 603-283-6160. We've got more of your calls on the way. The phones are nearly packed, but there's a couple of lines open if you want to get on. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.